America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Kate is here. Kate wanted to say...
I brought them counting.
Before we get started, we'd like to have a moment of silence for the two teachers and two students who lost their lives in the Appalachia School District in Georgia last week. Thank you. Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. DeDominick?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Okay. Under item 2, board report, this is the portion of our board meeting where we share what's going on in each of our buildings. So I'm going to start with the primary. The preschool and kindergarten classes are off to a great start. Parent volunteer training will be September 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th at 5:30 p.m. for all parents who wish to be a volunteer, mystery reader, classroom helper, and room parent volunteer this school year. Kindergarten students will be participating in a cadence false greeting this week. Is that academic or a cadence? Is that right?
It's the literacy screeners.
Yes.
Oh, okay. The kindergarten students participated in bus safety assembly this morning and will practice bus evacuations tomorrow morning at NES. Life Touch Fall Picture Day for preschool and kindergarten students will be held on September 19th. And now Ms. Stats will give us the update for NES and the middle school.
Thank you. Norton Elementary students are off to a great start for the school year. During the first few weeks, students have been learning about behavior expectations in the classrooms, restrooms, hallways, and buses. Students have also practiced safety drills such as fire drills, lockdown procedures, and bus evacuations. Students have been taking the beginning of the year math assessments and reading and math, and students in grades 1 to 3 have completed literacy screeners. Teachers use this information to provide specific reading intervention through our daily intervention time known as WIN time, or what I need time. It has been a busy start to the school year, and we are set to continue providing quality instruction in a positive environment. Norton Middle School started the year with our second annual PALS Day. Eighth graders welcomed and supported our incoming fifth graders while playing games, giving tours, and enjoying the playground. PALS will continue to assist fifth graders with organization, study skills, and social activities throughout the year. Applications for Builders Club and Change Club are now open. Students can contact their school counselor for more details. MAPS testing for ELA and math began last week and will continue this week for all students. A reminder, picture day is tomorrow, September 10th. Parents can order pictures online via the link in Mrs. Snowden's newsletter.
And lastly, from the high school, Teacher Academy instructor Tricia Pletcher partnered with the Four Cities Compact career counselor Joni McGinnis to present their career exploration program at the Career Tech Community at the All Ohio ACTE Conference in July. Pletcher and McGinnis, in collaboration with author Kevin Fleming, have worked with Teacher Academy interns to deliver career lessons to every second grade student in the Four Cities Compact. 10 elementary schools, 44 classrooms, 900 students. Pletcher and McGinnis will present again online in September as part of the NEO Tech Prep webinar series. The Four Cities Compact is also proud to announce the third annual field day at Barberton High School at 10 o'clock. This is a field day hosting special needs students from all Four Cities Compact districts. And it is a wonderful day not only for students participating, but also the small army of student volunteers from Norton, Barberton, Copley, and Wadsworth. Special thanks to Compact Director Bill DiMasio for coordinating this event this year. Norton High School homecoming festivities will be held the weekend of September 27th and 28th. The King and Queen will be crowned prior to the football game versus Streetsboro on the 27th, and the homecoming dance will be Saturday, September 28th, with a theme of sunset in Santorini. Now moving on to the treasurer's report.
I don't have anything this month.
Okay, superintendent?
I'll save it for Students of the Month.
Okay. Moving on to item five, student recognition, the Students of the Month.
We'll go with Mr. Morris first. Come on down. Congrats.
All right, so we're going to change it up. It's a little different this year. So our May Student of the Month was sick and wasn't here. So we are bringing him back as a first grader, but back to kindergarten just for the season. So, Hunter St. Noy, come on down. Is our Student of the Month for May, and Ms. Yagi was his kindergarten classroom teacher last year. So we just wanted to recognize him because he's just an amazing young man. He just warmed everyone's heart. Just a good friend. You know, he was a graduate of our preschool program also, so we've known him for a while. We were sad to see Hunter go on to NES, but we knew he had big shoes to fill and that he was going to make a wonderful impact moving up to first grade. One story before I turn it over to Ms. Yagi. The highlight, one of the things that Hunter said to me, first week of school last year, you know, we're getting used to kindergarten, go out to recess. First thing he says to me, he looks at me and goes, "Hey, bro. There's a lot of pretty girls out here." So, Ms. Yagi, floor is yours.
All right, Hunter was in my kindergarten class last year, and he is definitely a student that you can't forget. He came to school every day, excited to see his teachers and his friends. Hunter's smile says it all. He is a student who can find joy in anything around him and finds a way to help others do the same. Hunter is one of the funniest students I have ever met. Loves to tell jokes and has the ability to tell them in a way that makes them hilarious. A day did not go by without a lot of laughter in the classroom. Other staff members would stop by periodically just to hear Hunter's jokes or anything else that might be on his mind. His personality is so big and others cannot help but want to be around him. Hunter is not only funny, but he is also extremely compassionate. He is quick to help others or ask if they are okay. He notices people's emotions and will always take the time. He notices people's emotions and will always take the time to help and comfort where possible. Hunter is a great helper and loves to have an important job to do, which makes him very helpful in the classroom. Hunter wasn't even afraid to tell me how he might change a routine in the classroom or how he might handle a situation differently than I did. We had many conversations about how he can remember these ideas for when he has his own classroom one day. It's my turn to answer. He is a natural leader. My favorite Hunter story was last year, within the first few days of school, as we were getting in line, Hunter was still in his seat. And I reminded him that it was time to get in line, and he very calmly, with his legs crossed and his arms folded, said, "You guys just go ahead, I'll just be here when you get back." We didn't leave him alone, he had to get in line with us. I have enjoyed getting to know Hunter and will always smile when I think about the year I got to spend with him. Keep up the great work, Hunter. Primary misses you, but you are going to make Norton Elementary a very fun place to be, and they are so lucky to have you.
Eric.
Eric. Ask him. Did he have another one?
No.
That was it? Oh, Mr. Sackey, you're up.
All right, Katie, come on up.
As they're coming up, I want to say this because this doesn't often get said. And this is a compliment to Mr. Morris. And I know those teachers who are in here know and love him, but I was made aware of a situation. He had an adult, not even a kid, who was in extreme crisis today in his building, and Eric took time to talk with that person, calm that person down, and it just goes to the caring and wonderfully loving heart that Eric has. So, Eric, thank you for all that you do for us. Sorry, Brady, go ahead.
Follow that.
This is our student of the month at Nord Elementary School, fourth grader, Caden Jones. As you know, nothing makes me more fired up than seeing a Steelers jersey when I walk in. But, you know, I was a little surprised seeing this Cowboys jersey pop up front and center right after breakfast having a class today. But, you know, he was beaming, you know, and I love that he was proud to wear his team. You know, he's got favorite players, Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, but you're more of a baseball guy yourself, though, right? And in that student of the month, the first month, it's going to be a tough one sometimes for a teacher to get to know a student quickly. Mrs. Floor, Mrs. Kuntz are here to present on how they knew so quickly.
Yeah, for sure. Getting tasked with picking the student of the month within the first 2 weeks of school is quite difficult because, let's face it, every student is putting their best foot forward. So for Caden to stick out and be the best of the best speaks volumes about this boy. And like Mr. Sackett said, he beams. He's like Mr. Congeniality, right? He's so easygoing, he gets along with everything. I know math is his favorite subject. In ELA, his eyes are bright and they're twinkling, and he's a true exhibit of who he is all the time. He is genuine. That wasn't him putting his best foot forward, this is who Caden is day in and day out. So Mrs. Kuntz interviewed him, got a little bit of facts about Caden, and then we wrote a poem to showcase our topic for student of the month, Caden Jones. It is fourth grade and Caden is ready for the challenging pace, brown locks, brown eyes, and a smile on his face.
Prepared, hardworking, a rule follower every day. A student full of great character to show the Panther way.
Contributor, communicator, responsible leader is he. Role model, disciplined, as pleasant as can be.
Addition, subtraction, estimating galore. Rocket math, place value, he really makes the score.
Race, prove it, hotline in sight, striving for ELA excellence both day and night.
Science, Ohio history, timelines to create, notebooks and projects are always up to date.
When school is over and his homework is done, Caden enjoys playing sports and having some fun.
Caden loves eating donuts, doing math, and more. He's a complete ray of sunshine that we all adore.
All right, Mrs. Snowden. You're gonna sing.
I'm gonna rap it.
Yeah.
So for our first student of the month, I actually had the privilege of choosing. Typically, our grade level teams take turns choosing our student of the month, but because, again, it's hard to choose at the beginning of the year, we typically choose one of our eighth grade leaders who runs that PALS program where the eighth graders work with the fifth graders. And I had the privilege of running that day this summer, which means I had the privilege of choosing Jed. It was the easiest decision because PALS is full of leaders. It's 30 excellent eighth graders, but Jet was the leader of the leaders. When it was time to ask the fifth graders if they had any questions, Jet was like the Q&A liaison, asking the kids questions, and then he'd re-ask it to the pals, and then he'd say it all nice and loud so that everybody heard the question. It was like the just exemplary leadership, which is something you don't just do for pals, right? Mrs. McDonald said that for chess club, Jed is not only a good chess player, but the real strength to the club is that he will have kids come to his table and they ask him questions and he interprets where they're having trouble and he'll sit in, he'll help them. And Mrs. Meyer for speech and debate, which is new for the middle school. She wrote something, so I'm gonna read it. I'm not gonna poem it or rap it, although challenge accepted for next time. All right, so she said, commitment, dedication, determination, responsible, engaging. These are all words that come to mind when I think of Jed Somerville. During the 2023-24 school year, NMS debuted the middle school speech and debate team consisting of seventh and eighth graders. Jet was one of the first to commit to weekly after-school practices and long Saturday competitions. Jet excelled, placing in numerous competitions in middle school interpretation. His humorous performance earned him second place at the state competition. If anybody follows us on Facebook, the picture of him with that award is just the pure joy and his friends, their pure joy for every wonderful moment. All right, his humor is perfect. I already said that. Moving on. It's obvious that Jet spends a lot of time on his piece and wanted to excel. However, it doesn't end there. Jet is the biggest cheerleader for his teammates. He was equally invested in the success of his teammates. Jet is always positive and encouraging. I know his parents are incredibly proud. We are so, so thankful to have him in the building. I'm glad I get to have him for the rest of the year. And I'm sorry that you have to take him from me after that. All right, congratulations, Jet.
All right, Mr. Shaner, go ahead.
I'm glad I get to go for Tricia and not the poem. Yeah, Rita, AJ, come on up. Teachers that are here as well, come on up.
So every month at the high school, we actually have two students of the month. We have our regular student of the month, which is senior Katerina Jovanovic. And then we also have a compact student of the month, which is senior AJ Balgren. So I'm going to start with AJ here first. AJ is in the EMT fire safety program over at Barberton. Now, one of the things that I love about so many of our career tech students, and AJ is one of them, is they seem to have figured out that when you get to this point in high school, you have all of these opportunities in front of you. And he is willing to, of course, make the commitment to fulfill all of these different opportunities. So he's not just in the career tech program over at Barberton, but he also takes CCP classes. He has created his schedule that best suits what he wants to do in life. He has goals, and he is definitely going to meet them. I don't think this kid could ever be embarrassed. I might try. At some point this year, I'm going to try. But I don't think he could ever be after we saw the Tyler Creator at the fashion show. That's pretty good. But at the same time, when I talk about he has big goals, he is going to be going in Marine Corps. He has a ship date for May 27th, which is 9 days after graduation. So it's not like, I think I'm going to the Marine Corps. He's in. So if you would like to just tell everybody real quick about what your plan is and your MOS will be in the while you're in the military.
So as of now, I don't know, confirmed, but after boot camp, I'll figure out. I'm hoping for crash fire rescue, which is basically an aviation firefighter on an airfield. So I'm kind of continuing the whole airfield, or not airfield, I'm continuing the whole firefighting thing through the military in hopes that the military plus the firefighting will, by the time I get out, it'll be stupid easy to get on a civilian department.
And like you said, the whole main part of your job is that you hope that they never need you. That's kind of the whole point. So obviously this kid is going places. Anyone that knows him knows that, and obviously I sleep better at night knowing that young men like you are going to be defending our country in the future. Thank you. So, thank you. Then we have Katerina. So Katerina was an easy choice for Student of the Month here at the high school, and I'm going to turn this over in just a second to Ms. Velasquez and Ms. Ball. But I got to tell you, like, sit down with her. I've talked to Katerina many times through the years, but it's so sweet. Like, this is how much of a sweetheart she is. So I'm sitting down, I'm like, just kind of going over everything that she's involved in. And I'm like, well, you're in National Honor Society. Well, yeah, I'm the president, but don't say I'm the president. Well, you're an awesome tennis player. You're a captain, right? Well, I'm co-captain, but make sure you say co-captain because I don't want the other co-captain to think that I'm taking away from. I'm like, yes, you're allowed to brag. Like, if there's any time right now, you're allowed to brag. She actually passed the biliteracy seal last year. So the state of Ohio says that you can speak Spanish. But at the same time, she first language is actually Serbian, so she's trilingual. So I don't know how many of us in this room can say that. I can't, but she can. So Mrs. Pulaski, Ms. Fall, if you guys like to say a few words as well.
I'm Lily Pulaski. I'm one of the Spanish teachers at the high school. And I have had Katarina in Spanish 1, 2, 3, and now 4. As Mr. Shaner just said, she earned her seal of biliteracy last year on her first attempt of taking the test. Not surprising. But I'm so excited to be here to congratulate and celebrate Katarina with this achievement as Student of the Month. This year we've implemented the Panther Way, which is basically a set of principles that we hope for our students to embody during their time with us, but also moving forward into the world. Ability to adapt and communicate and persevere and think critically and be responsible. And when Ryan Shaner asked me which of these most represents Katarina, it was honestly impossible to choose because she really embodies all of them. Katarina, I've had her for 4 years, and from day one, she has blown me away. I think the greatest thing about Katarina is that she holds herself, not only herself, but also her peers, to very high standards. I think that her strong work ethic and her unwavering, kind of code of ethics will pave the way for her to do amazing things in this world. She's just getting started.
I'm Mrs. Ball. I was Katarina's English teacher last year, and not just English teacher, but she was in my dual credit class, so kids can take classes through Sark State, and they can take them with me. So not an easy class, but she killed it, obviously. And I mean, we could sit up here and talk about her academics, but I think she's one of the sweetest students that I've ever had. Actually, you must have told her who nominated her, and she sent, I'm assuming you too, an email thanking me for nominating her, and such a sweet teacher nominating her. And I was like, it was stupid easy. It was a no-brainer. She, like I said, is sweet. I was out on maternity leave, and she was part of this little group that sent me a gift, and I can't wait to see what you'll do. We'll miss you, but like, I couldn't think of a better representation of smartness.
Okay, at this time, we'll take a short recess. If all of the Students of the Month could come back up and get a picture over here with Mr. Farson, and then don't forget we have a yard sign for you also. All right, we're going to move on to public participation.
You want me to whistle?
We have people that are signed up for public participation. Before they come forward, there are some ground rules that I have to read. Community comments are one way for citizens to communicate with the Board of Education. When you are called upon, please stand and state your name, address, and topic. Each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. Persons desiring more should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda and are limited to 5 minutes to speak as time permits. Remember, this is a formal and official meeting of the Board of Education, and what you say becomes part of the official meeting record. If your comment involves a problem with a student, employee, or board member, please do not address them by name. Keep in mind we are meeting in a schoolhouse and possibly in the presence of students. At this time, the primary role of the Board of Education is to listen and to reflect on your comments. The board will not respond with action, but will take comments under advisement and direct the comments to the appropriate staff member to address outside of the board meeting. Please do not use individual employee names in this forum. Our first person to speak, I don't believe, is actually going to speak tonight. So we're going to move on to B, Jordan Knotts, supporting Norton teachers.
My name is Jordan Knotts, 444 Eastern Road, Doylestown, Ohio, 44230. I am a special educator at our elementary school, first through fourth, specialized resource classrooms. Good evening, members of the Norton Board of Education and community. Thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight and for the hard work that both the Board of Education and the NCTA negotiations team have put in to bring us to this point. We recognize that this process has required adjustments from both sides, and we are grateful for the adjustment or for your efforts. However, our work is not complete, and I urge both parties to return to the negotiations table prepared to finalize a fair contract for Norton teachers. As a relatively new educator in the district, I have had the privilege of working with students with exceptionalities. This role is not just a job for me. It is a commitment to the growth and success of every student that I have the opportunity to teach. Whether it's through my work during the extended school year or participating in community events like painting children's faces, I am dedicated to our students and the Norton community. I began my teaching career here at Norton City Schools, and it is because of the incredible staff and supportive community that I have chosen to stay here and grow with this district. However, like many of my colleagues, I want to emphasize that we do not wish to be regarded as merely numbers. The NCTA membership, myself included, wants to continue growing as educators and as individuals in our personal lives. To do this, we need a contract that recognizes our value, respects our contributions, and supports our ability to thrive, both professionally and personally. Attracting and retaining high-quality personnel is essential to investing in student success. We need to offer good working conditions that not only attract new educators, but also retain and maintain the talented staff that we already have. Continuity in our teaching staff is vital for building strong relationships with our students and fostering a sense of community. But to achieve this, a fair contract is critical. It is the foundation upon which we can build a stable and supportive environment for both educators and students. Additionally, respectful relationships between all stakeholders, teachers, administrators, students, and families are key to creating collaborative classrooms where students can thrive. Integrity, compassion, and respect should be the cornerstones of our interactions, ensuring that our educators feel valued and empowered to do their best work. In conclusion, our collective goal is to invest in student success. And to do that, we must invest in our teachers. I am proud to be a part of Norton City Schools, and I am committed to continuing my growth here. I strongly urge the board and the NCTA negotiations team to return to the table and to return to the table prepared and finalize a contract that reflects the importance of our educators. By doing so, we can ensure a positive working environment, build strong relationships, and ultimately contribute to the success of our students. Thank you.
Eric Reimer, State of Schools. Are you speaking? Eric Reimer?
My name is Eric Reimer. I'm a member of the community. I'm also a third-year veteran of teaching. I believe I have taught, from every family, and that's to represent the board here. I think I've taught some of your students. I can say that I've probably never been more discouraged than I am today at the state of Norton education. And let me tell you why. First, I've been through numerous negotiations, and I understand how they work. But this year I have seen a disrespect from the board team that shows the teacher associations, and I've never seen that even in the most contentious of times in the past. Let me give you an example. We turned down a tentative agreement on August 8th. The association sent a request requesting another meeting. It took 2 weeks, no answer from the board, from their lawyer. We'd sent a second request. Finally, we set a meeting on September 11th. Then that meeting is canceled. I understand today we finally do have another meeting, but this continuous delaying of stuff is disrespectful for our teachers. It's time to get to the table and to get this resolved. Second reason I'm discouraged is the changes to the middle school schedule. Over 25 years ago, teachers from the middle school came to the board and offered to teach more classes than the contract allowed so that the students could get a full block of English and math classes, 90 minutes each day. As part of the deal, we're also giving team planning. Our scores went up, they stayed very solidly there. In the last 2 years, administration has dismantled what the teachers fought for years ago. Last year, English and math went from 90 minutes to 60 minutes. This year, English and math went down to 44 minutes a day. That's 50% less time than we have to instruct students in these two critical areas. That's 90 minutes to 44 minutes a day. That's nearly 4 hours a week. That's both 4 hours of English and 4 hours of math, and that's not better for students. Thirdly, it's time that we get a decent compensation package. We're a pretty cordial group of people as teachers. The board has come to us in the past years and asked us to take small and several times zero raises because of the financial state of the district, often with the promise that we'll make it up to you next time. We've done that. The next contract is typically just as paltry. Well, it's time that this is next time. The district has funds for a truly generous package, and it's time that they do that. And do not be mistaken, and do not be fooled by some administrator's opinion, the membership is not going to settle until we get a fair contract. Finally, my daughter is a teacher at Barberton. She's been teaching for 10 years. She has a master's degree. I'm in Norton. I've been here for 30 years. I have a master's degree. We compared our salaries. She only makes $3,000 less than I did. I've been teaching for 30 years. She's been teaching for 10. It's time that we get to the table. It's time that we get a decent compensation package. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Amber Wheatley, 552 Main Street, Wadsworth, Ohio. I am a sixth grade math teacher at Norton Middle School and the president of those crazy teachers that are part of the Norton Classroom Teachers Association. 71 days have passed since the expiration of our last contract. While some may feel it's because of the way NCTA presented it, that is far from what I believe. Before I share some thoughts, the first thing I would like to say is that when NCTA filed an unfair labor practice against the board a few years ago for being deceitful at the end of negotiations, someone on your team made it clear that ULPs are a waste of time because what becomes of it? Nothing. If this is what is believed by a member of your team, I am not sure why the board would find it in the best use of district funds to pay someone to write up the ULP and file it with CERB. Next, tentative agreements are allowed to be voted down. For the record, this has happened before at Norton City Schools. While it may have been a while ago, it has happened. This is the purpose of negotiating. I believe it's hard to grasp right now because the teachers in this district have always voted yes. But we have decided to use our voices and finally fight for us. I can understand the frustration of not having an agreement at this time with both unions at Norton City Schools. But I feel my team shared monetary facts with our membership. We made it clear to you that when we had a tentative agreement, the final decision would be held by 163 NCTA members that get to vote on it. What choice did you leave us when you made it very clear that you wouldn't declare impasse and you would present us with the same proposal? From their viewpoint, the raises offered to us were offset by changes made to insurance costs. In the math world, these would be called additive inverses because they cancel each other out. You see, the average increase to our salary at Norton City Schools over the last 5 years has been 1.6%. The average cost of living, or COLA, increase over the last 5 years has been 4.14%. We aren't trying to be greedy teachers. We are trying to make a fair wage in today's economy. Over half of your teachers here work a second job throughout the week to make ends meet. And while we didn't get into teaching for the paycheck, we also shouldn't have to burn the candle at both ends when we feel there is more that can be offered by the board. Maybe this is a hard concept for some in the room because they have never had to worry about personal finances because their employer has always matched COLA increases. Let me also add, the NCTA bargaining team has asked for dates to meet at the table several times. The responses have taken well over a week, but the expectations of teachers in this district is that we respond within 24 hours. While talks are still happening, the board will not entertain any sessions during the school day. The only reason we have been given is because they will not hire subs for those times. Why has this stance changed since the spring? Why were we lied to at the table when we discussed negotiating during the school day? The learning in our classrooms does not stop if we aren't there. There's a phrase, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. Norton Classroom Teachers Association has gone above and beyond for numerous things in this district. I will focus on two for now. Levies. The teachers have played a pivotal role in getting information out about school levies. We have canvassed neighborhoods, passed out flyers, and had call centers. Next, school board elections. There was a point in time, not too long ago, where there were some contentious school board races. NCTA made it known who we felt was best for the open positions. Some of you are sitting here tonight. When is the goodwill going to come to the teachers? I love my job when it comes to the kids and the content. We have a lot of fun learning math in my class, and I love building relationships with the students and their families. But I could have fun and build these same relationships in other areas. This has been said before, and I'm going to reiterate it. This is becoming a harsh reality of Norton. I've been here for 15 years, and over the last few years, we have lost more teachers than many realize. According to my notes, there have been upwards of 30 teachers that we have lost because they went to another district. While this is cost savings to Norton City Schools, I hope that longevity and stability outweigh those savings. Please come to our next bargaining session prepared to work together to give all of these teachers what they deserve. Thank you.
Any other public participation? Mr. Rao?
Good evening, Rod Rao, 29-year teacher, 184 17th Street, Barberton, Ohio. I'd like to take a moment to address the board about the ULP that was filed against the NCTA. I want to inform the board that I voted that TA down. There's my vote, and I'll tell you why. Because that TA was not in my best interest. Okay, and it had nothing to do with how it was presented to me. I am a fully functional, competent adult male. I can make decisions for myself.
Amen.
So it had nothing to do with how it was presented. Matter of fact, I voted it down because of language. The board wanted in that contract that would increase my costs and decrease my income. That is why I voted it down. Not because it was, quote, sabotaged, because I made my own decision. Thank you.
Is there any other public participation?
Right here.
How much time are we at?
My name is Gary Kristoff. I live here in Norton, 3850 Nash Boulevard, retired taxpayer from Norton. I was a union president for 30 out of my 40 years of service in the manufacturing industry. So when I read the article in the paper, it struck a nerve. The part that struck a nerve is when the term bad faith was put in there. That kind of draws the line in the road, okay? That there's two sides now when you call somebody bad faith. The other thing that struck my nerve was this was the most generous offer in decades. And I thought, come on. And then I did the research. And you know something? She was right. Because the last 20 years, these teachers averaged 1.56% to 20 years. They went years with 3 years with zero. They went a few years with 1.5%, a few years with 1%. Okay? The last 4 years, the cost of living has been 18% and the inflation rate was 19%. Just the last 4 years. You know, you guys are something else to work like that. That you didn't even keep up with the COLA for 20 years. And then there was 2017 when out of my pocket, I paid for this school, the high school, and so did these people. 2017, we got a new high school, and these guys, like Amber said, went out and campaigned, and they got no money. Their raises went away, and it was a few bad years there. Again, that's what they got back. Speaking of schools, the new school, in the community, I've been hearing rumors that you might build a new school, okay? Maybe a new junior high, and that there's maybe money in Columbus left over that has to be over in Columbus by the end of the year. So that's true. I could see why there's some shortcomings here, but you could have another 2017 later on here. Now, if that is true, if this board is thinking about that, if we want to talk bad faith, then it's bad faith if you don't tell the negotiating committee. If those plans come out 4 months from now, that's you're hustling for a new school and going to put a levy on, that's very unfair to these people. So think about that. Let's get to the meat and potatoes, the 4% and 3%. That gets ate up by...
I'm sorry, sir, you're at your 3 minutes. Oh, you're over.
Really? You got it. I'm sure you're really watching the clock on me. Yeah, because I have a lot more to say.
I actually let you go over.
Oh, thank you.
Is there any other public participation?
I'll say it to Emily Canning down there for the paper.
Is there any other public participation? Okay. Moving on to item 7, the agenda. There is a correction to the agenda, and that is on item I. It references 22 pairs of shoes to be used in Panther's closet at the middle school. There was actually more than 22 pairs of shoes, so we're going to remove just the wording 22 pairs of shoes that was donated by John Ray. Are there any other additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 8, board business, is there anything to add? Okay. Moving on to item 9, approval of minutes. Can I have a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Whatever.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 10, treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A through D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 11, superintendent's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letter A, approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, termination, items 1 through 10?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominick?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item B, can I have a motion to approve personnel certified one-year contract pending background check and permit items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominic?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter C, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified pending background check and permit, items 1 through 9?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominic?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item D, can I have a motion to approve Logan Kahlo, Administrative Assistant, Technology Department, to be paid at the rate of $12.50 per hour, effective August 1st, 2024?
So moved.
Second.
I'm glad he's coming back. That's good for you.
No idea.
That's great. Good. Okay. Any other discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. DeDominic?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under letter E, can I have a motion to approve personnel substitutes classified and certified?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominic?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item F, can I have a motion to approve supplementals and stipends, items 1 through 7?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominic?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item G, can I have a motion to approve the following individuals for fall athletic services? Number 1, Christopher Inks, volunteer.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominic?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Abstain.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0 with 1 abstention. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters H and I?
So moved.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Okay. I would just like to thank John Ray. I mean, he donated a lot of brand new shoes to the high school and the middle school to be used through Panther's Closet to students that are in need of shoes for school. So it's fabulous. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. DeDominic?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 12, executive session. Can I have a motion to go into executive session to consider the appointment, employment, or compensation of a public employee or official, and preparation for conducting or reviewing negotiations or bargaining sessions with employees concerning their compensation or other terms and conditions of their employment?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. DeDominic?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. We are now in executive session. Thank you all for coming.